Good morning. It's 7:30. Is it? 7:33, actually. On Saturday, August the 15th, 2020. And, okay, I'll be home by about 10 minutes of 8. That's good. I'm planning the day out because I was up until about 10:30 last night getting the last 100 words of the Novelrama challenge for day one. Every day is 6250. And given how much trouble I've had writing new words, 6250, like cold out of the box, seemed like, all right, well, we'll give it a go, but I'm not gonna beat myself up if I don't make it. And I had 3,000 words by noon, but I was running the morning sprints, so it was sort of like, okay, guys, let's get pumped up, let's get moving, let's get this going. And I had, I think I mentioned the other day, that I found the start of a new Ishmael Wong book that I read over, and it wasn't half bad. So I thought, well, all right, well, let me throw words at this. If nothing else, it's a good warm-up. And so, yeah, I wrote 6,250 words yesterday. Actually, 6,300-something yesterday to make it to the first peak of Novelrama. And the thing is, I'm going through the words yesterday and I'm looking at it and I'm going, this is shit, this is crap, this is stupid. And the thing of it is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This one, I may throw this one away. I may write the whole book and throw it away. It's okay. Let's throw it away. I doubt it. I probably will go through and fix it. Because I like where the story's going. I like some of the ideas that are swirling around that haven't quite made it to the page in the right way yet. But the point of this exercise is to get myself back into the writing every day mode. Get myself back into holding the hose. The metaphor I used at the beginning of the year was that instead of trying to figure out what I'm going to write next, I'm going to write something today and then put a bucket down to hold it. And I ran out of buckets. The best metaphor I have is that I ran out of buckets. And I... I don't know if you saw the little YouTube clip about the girl, the little baby, toddler, who had a bowl of cereal on the floor. She wouldn't pick it up because it was so heavy. The bowl is so heavy. She was crying and having a tantrum and not lifting the bowl because the bowl was so heavy. And looking back at May, June, July, that was me. That was me. The bowl was so heavy. Actually, it was the end of April. All of May, most of June. The last part of June, I started editing. I started going through and saying, okay, that's enough wallowing. It's almost 3 months worth. Time to get back in the game. The ball is so heavy. Time to get back in the game. So I started with editing the books that I had, with getting Finwell Bay going, with getting Hostage going. And now I've got all three of those. I got both of those with beta feedback. Finwell Bay is with Karen. I may get that back this week, I don't know. I still don't have a cover. feedback on hostages coming back. I've had some criticism of it. But mostly the feedback has been very positive. I'm reading all the criticism very carefully and I'm taking it probably more seriously than perhaps I might have in the past. Because this is a new book, it's a different book. And I'm not sure, so far I haven't got, I've got a few typo reports. I've got like five or six, like three or four different typos across all of the readers. I've heard back from about six. I don't need typo reports, but I'll take them, I'll put them in, but I keep the manuscript updated and open in my window, so you send me a typo report, I can get it right in right away. But that's not the point for beta readers. Beta readers are just to tell me the story's working. And Dark Knight Station is almost ready for beta readers. I've been through a second draft. Actually, I've been through three drafts now. I went through second draft, I went through red again, and it's like, okay, yeah, this is the story. It is, I think I mentioned the other day, it is a lot of little tiny scenes. It's a lot of little punch, 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 jab, punch, punch, jab, punch, punch, jab. There's all kinds of little scenes in it. There's hundreds. No, there's not that many. There's a lot of little scenes. But all I need to do is, I need to turn that into an ebook, and that'll be ready for beta readers as well. But I want to get these two books, one of these two books, completely clear before I push the next one out to beta readers. Of the three, Hostage is the only one that has a cover, and it doesn't have a final cover yet. I put a cover sketch on them. Just a sketch on the beta reader copy. I think we'll see some of that sketch filled out a little better. And the final draft. Was that peeping? It sounds like a backup warning on a piece of heavy equipment. And I'm coming up to this construction site, so it's not on. Thinkable that it might be. Yep, that's what it was. Okay, I got another couple coming up on me. Coming up to the monk post here.
far off the grass can I get? I can walk on this guy's lawn, I guess. Coming up on it, stay with me. One post. Morning. That wasn't the usual place where I slept, but it was still a monk post. There are three of them, and I usually hit the middle one because I'm usually on that side. But with them coming toward me, I was on the left hand. So I took the leftmost. Oh, the right hand. So, anyway. Chernyakhova stories. And it's just, you know, it's like, okay, it's a crap title because it may not be a Chernyakhova story. It may be some other story. Just like Troy Harbor didn't wind up being Troy Harbor. It wound up being Finwell Bay. And it's a much better story for being Finwell Bay instead of me trying to shoehorn it into Troy Harbor. Interesting whistle sound. Wonder if that's somebody's parrot. So, in spite of the fact that the ambient temperature is like 60 degrees, and it's still pretty early in the morning, 7:30. Well, 7:40 at this point. Sun is hot this morning. Feels hot. Back in the shade where it's a little bit cooler. There we go. Okay. So I didn't, as you can probably guess, I didn't get to read very much yesterday. Read a little bit. I'm still enjoying Mercenary Librarians, Deal with the Devil. It's clearly a trad pub. It's clearly well, I say that, but that's probably unfair to Bree and Donna, the two women who are together, Kit Roca. It's probably unfair to them, but because they may write that way normally, but it has that very kind of trad pub feel to it. And maybe I'm just overreacting to it because I don't, you know, I don't, I'm really conscious of the fact that I'm reading a book from one of the evil people. But, you know, it's like the opening started with a predictable battle. And then there was the retrenchment, but then there was the complication, then there was the... I mean, you just go through and tick them all off. And we're into the B story now, we're into the middle part of the book. Literally a different story. It was a very clear delineation. It happened almost exactly 25% through the book. Still a good book. Don't let my negativity bleed through here. Because it's still a good book. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still gonna finish reading it. I just wish it were self-pub. Because I have a feeling that if it were self-pub, it would be a little less rigid, a little less predictable, a little less metronomic in hitting its various points. But maybe not. Maybe that's the genius of Kit Roca. I haven't read any Kit Roca before. They have a propensity for writing the flavors of paranormal urban fantasy that I don't particularly care for, with vampires and werewolves and stuff. So I may be attributing the shape of the book to editorial influence that wasn't actually there. Keep that in mind, because I'm hardly infallible. Walking in the shade is really quite pleasant. I step out of the sun and it's really pretty warm. It's quite astonishing how abrupt the change is. But it is a beautiful morning. It is a gorgeous morning. It's going to be another high 90s day. We're probably going to get, depending on which way the wind blows, probably going to get more smoke from the forest fires again today. Yesterday was weird. It had a very reddy colored light on everything in the afternoon because of the smoke from the fires. They're miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away, but they still get the smoke. Whew. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.